Have you ever watched a young athlete go from loving their sport to walking away from it entirely? Or seen a kid so drained and overwhelmed with their sport that they are burnt out before they even reach high school? In today's world of youth sports, an increasing number of children are starting to specialize in one sport at earlier ages than ever before. Even though the goal is often to improve skill development or boost the chance of earning a scholarship, research has shown that early specialization can lead to burnout and the loss of enjoyment in the sport itself. In this podcast, I will go over why early specialization is becoming so common and why it may do more harm than good in the long run. I will also highlight approaches that parents, coaches, and athletes can use to support long-term success and overall well-being. To better understand the issue of youth burnout, it is important to first define the concept of early sports specialization. Early sports specialization is known as year-round training in a single sport, often excluding other sports or activities. Typically, specialization is dedicating more than 8 months of the year to one specific sport before or during adolescence, often beginning before the age of 12. This has started to become the norm in youth sports because competition has increased, and many parents believe that early specialization is necessary nowadays to obtain a college scholarship or even reach elite level performance. Another point is that youth sports are becoming more commercialized with increased participation fees, the growth of travel and club teams, and more athletes taking advantage of private training sessions in hopes of reaching the next level in their sport. This puts a ton of pressure on these young athletes because they have to sacrifice time that could be spent on academics, social opportunities, and other sports that could support overall athletic development. It also places a heavy financial strain on families due to the cost of uniforms, registration fees, travel, equipment, and so on. This can create a divide between families who can afford these expenses and who cannot, limiting access and opportunities for many young athletes. These financial pressures often come with higher expectations to perform and the commitment to continue playing the sport, placing more stress on these young athletes. Over time, this constant pressure can lead to burnout, which is when an athlete experiences fatigue and declining performance in his or her sport, despite continuing or increasing training. Burnout can also occur when athletes specialize in a sport too early, as they are often required to train year-round with little to no time for rest or even recovery. While early sport specialization may contribute to skill development in the short term, it is strongly associated with higher injury rates and increased risk of burnout, with limited evidence that it leads to long-term success at the elite level. This shows that the demands of early specialization can create more problems than benefits, especially as the training load gets higher and the pressure becomes more intense. It can negatively impact both an athlete's well-being and long-term development. Another reason early specialization has become more popular is because parents and coaches believe it will increase a young athlete's chances of standing out in the highly competitive college recruiting process. As a result, many athletes are encouraged to focus on one sport year-round in hopes of developing advanced skills and gaining an edge over others. However, research shows that athletes who participate in multiple sports at a young age develop a wider range of skills and physical abilities, eventually making them more well-rounded and adaptable athletes. It also helps reduce the likelihood of burnout from single sport participation and supports continued engagement and interest in sports. Participating in multiple sports allows athletes to rest muscles that get overused while strengthening and developing other muscle groups, reducing the risk of overuse injuries. Research states that athletes with higher levels of sport specialization are at a greater risk of sustaining overuse injuries compared to those with low or moderate specialization. Additionally, moderately specialized athletes demonstrate a higher injury risk than those with low specialization, showing that as one's degree of specialization increases, so does their risk of injury. This indicates that reducing sport variety at a young age may lead to increased physical strain and decreased performance outcomes. Another reason that early specialization can cause more harm than good is that young athletes may struggle with the constant pressure to perform, fear of failure, and confidence issues. Encouragement from parents has been found to play an important role and helping children stay involved in sports. However, pressure from parents and their behavior strongly changes the child's sports experience and have been found to decrease an athlete's enjoyment of the sport. These psychological stressors can contribute to increased anxiety and burnout over time, possibly leading athletes to drop out of sports altogether or lose motivation to continue participating. Many athletes also choose to quit sports at a young age due to missing out on normal childhood experiences, such as spending time with friends, participating in school events, and having free time to relax and explore other interests. To address these concerns, it is important to consider approaches that support long-term success and overall well-being in youth athletes. First, coaches and parents should encourage multi-sport participation. Research shows that multi-sport involvement and exposure to diverse environments promotes long-term athletic success, lowers the risk of overuse injuries, and minimizes the chances of experiencing burnout or quitting the sport altogether. Multiple sport participation can also have an impact on mental health and helps with the overall development of the athlete. Playing multiple sports can help prevent mental exhaustion, reduce the risk of burnout, encourage positive social growth, and support the growth of a stronger personal identity. Another approach is that coaches should focus on long-term development instead of just winning. Research on youth sport coaching has shown that environments driven by a win-at-all-cost mentality can have a negative impact on athlete development, whereas having a player-centered coaching style that focuses on enjoyment, learning, and personal growth leads to more positive outcomes for young athletes. This suggests that when coaches prioritize skill development and the overall athlete experience rather than just results, players are more likely to stay engaged and develop both physically and mentally in a healthier way. The last suggestion that could help prevent burnout in youth athletes is to ensure that players are given rest/recovery time periods so that their bodies can recover and reduce the risk of burnout. The National Athletic Trainers Association mentions that adolescent and young athletes should not play a single sport for more than 8 months per year. They also state that athletes should have a minimum of 2 days off per week from organized training and competition. This rest and recovery structure is important because it helps reduce an excessive training load, prevents overuse injuries, and supports both physical and mental well-being, allowing young athletes to maintain long-term participation in sport without experiencing early burnout. While early sport specialization may seem like the fastest route to success, it often leads to burnout, injuries, and a higher likelihood of dropping out of sports altogether. We need to consider how to return youth sports back to focusing on development, enjoyment, and participation. Parents, coaches, and sport organizations all play a role in shaping this experience for athletes, and by working together, they can help build an environment that supports both performance and overall well-being of the youth.